You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Very, very important topic today. This topic was actually covered briefly by a contributor to the show, Adel Moussa, in his blog post discussing the effectiveness of N-acetylcysteine in treating autism and autism spectrum disorder. We actually have the gentleman who is you're the CEO, correct, David?
Yeah.
Okay. The CEO of BioAdvantix Pharma, which is actually the company that partially funded and also it was their product that was used in that research study. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you very much, Carl. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is really an important topic because this topic, I've been blogging a lot about autism. We've been doing shows about autism spectrum disorder because we realize that this is just a canary in the mine. These children who are born with these disorders, which are very real, regardless of what you call them, the parents that struggle with the, with these children, we find that reproducibility of a single silver bullet approach to dealing with this is virtually impossible. We have everything from gut issues all the way up to now possibly certain neurons being non-existent in the forming brain and everything in between as being suspect for causing these disorders. And clearly, the research that your group has been involved with makes me feel that we cannot find just one silver bullet because this is a systemic issue for many, many children. First of all, what even made you want to look at antioxidants as a valuable treatment for autism and ASD?
Well, we found that in our looking into acetylcysteine, we've been making nutritional supplements for a number of years. We started off in the prostate area and for urinary health and chronic pain. When we looked at acetylcysteine, we were brought to, it was brought to our attention by a group of researchers at a genetics lab at Stanford University. And, you know, they said, you know, this is an issue for a large number of diseases. You know, make sure that you don't ever think that it's a magic bullet, but it kind of looks like that in that there are many aspects of cysteine deficiency. Or there are many diseases where cysteine deficiency can make the disease or condition worse. So I was fascinated by that idea because cysteine is in your diet. You think, well, how come I don't get enough and how could this possibly matter? Then, you know, when we looked at, first of all, we looked at people with HIV infection, then we looked at people who were post-surgery, who weren't being fed. And then we saw the whole issue of acetaminophen toxicity.
Ah.
And, you know, over 100,000 people are reported to Poison Control Center every year in the United States because of acetaminophen toxicity. And we said, you know, we have the antidote to that problem. We should just co-formulate acetaminophen with acetylcysteine. And that's a whole other story. I gotta get into that another day because
sure.
That involves all kinds of politics and all kinds of FDA stuff.
I know.
Stuff
listen. It's the same thing with co-incorporating CoQ10 with statin drugs, which the pharmaceutical industry refuses to acknowledge that statin drugs severely deplete CoQ10 at the heart and actually lead to congestive heart failure. And all they'd have to do is add CoQ10 to it, but it's almost like they don't want to admit that there's something wrong. You know what I mean? It's just bizarre. And I can understand what you're saying.
You know, yeah. And it just unfortunately gets taken over by the accountants and the lawyers at some point
and
away from medicine. And my belief has always been that medicine has to be about people, has to be about the patient. As soon as it becomes about the accountants and the lawyers, there's you got to really watch out.
Yeah, because they're going, so anyway, is it cheaper to save lives or to just ignore this? You're right. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, what are you doing this thing for? I mean, you live on this world for so long. I mean, you want to help people and you want to be real in what you're doing. You don't just want to put dough in the bank, you know?
Right.
So, you know, to get back to the story, we were learning a lot about cysteine deficiency and how it happened in certain cells. And we also became aware that kids with autism have a number of studies have shown that they have low level of a broad number of antioxidants in their system. So he says, well, these kids must have some type of some mechanistic issue or some kind of metabolic issue that is causing extra oxidative stress.
We know that the children with ASD and autism struggle with dietary challenges. They tend to have lots of gastric issues. There's even been some research that links specific genetic defects in the digestive system with these children. Is it possible that, and I know for a fact, these children gravitate towards sugary and starchy carbs and their parents are reluctant to fight with them at every meal, so they kind of acquiesce. Right. Is it possible that the dietary exchange is part of the reason for the lack of cysteine?
I think it's almost certain that that's a major element of it. We just don't know exactly what to do about it yet. That's still kind of being looked at. But I think that you know, the parent always has to, with regard to anything we do as parenting, and I have five kids, but anything you have to do with your kids, you always got to say, well, if I give in to that, if I acquiesce to that, am I building towards a solution or a fix, or am I kind of insulating myself against the solution and a fix? So I think we've got to take a look at carbs in the diet for kids with autism, and we have to be really careful about that.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to a couple questions, first of all. You said you mentioned the word cellular, and whenever we talk about serum levels of anything on the show, we also talk about the variability of cellular levels. So is it possible that some of these children may present with adequate levels of cysteine in serum, but on a cellular level they do not have it?
Put it to you this way. We've found that they are low in plasma, and what's going on in the cell is very hard to look at, because by the time you take the cell out, if you put it in culture, it's normally not under physiologic oxygen tensions.
Okay.
Right? So, normal labs have, you know, they're doing cell culturing at, in a very oxidative state. So instead of it being like a 5% oxidative state like it would be in plasma, it's at a 30% oxidation or 20% like you have in air. And so these can throw off measurements of what's going on in the cell. So what we have been able to look at, though, is what's going on mechanistically in the exchange of cysteine in and out of the cell. And there is a molecular device that many cells have in our bodies, which is called a cysteine glutamate antiporter. And what that does is it pumps cysteine in and glutamate out.
Oh.
We found that there are significant clues that kids with autism have some defects, in many cases, in the cysteine glutamate antiporter system, which we think accounts for the dysregulation of glutamate in their brains.
Yes, which obviously, for those who aren't aware of this, glutamate is a highly excitatory, neuroexcitatory amino acid. And these children tend to be easily excited and go over the edge over the smallest thing sensory-wise, right?
Right. I mean, and so when you're giving cysteine in a way that preserves the cysteine in its delivery so it doesn't oxidize, so it doesn't degrade, and so on, which is really what we're doing in Pharmanac, is we're trying to make sure that we are really delivering the right molecule to the body that it needs. That when you deliver that into the brain, it seems to help a great deal in normalizing behavior, and we believe that that's likely through normalizing that glutamate neurotransmitter expression in nerve cells.
Right. That makes perfect sense. So one of the potential mechanisms of action here is that it allows the body to downregulate or clear a higher degree of glutamate, correct?
Well, out of the nerve synapse.
Right.
So it's a very local issue. So it's not that glutamate in the whole body is a problem. It's that there's too much glutamate hanging around in the synapse in certain nerve cells in the brain. So if we can normalize that intrasynapse glutamate level, then we seem to be able to affect behavior. And by the way, Carl, we've also done some research in how this glutamate cysteine antiporter works in people with compulsive disorders. And it's fascinating the degree of overlap between what we're finding in, these are totally completely separate study groups, the autism group and the compulsive behavior group.
Right.
But they seem to be finding similar things. So
this is interesting.
We're reaching towards clues here in our company to try to figure out what's really going on and how, you know, a fairly inexpensive supplement like cysteine, you know, as long as it's manufactured in the right way, can be of potentially good help to people.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about another benefit of N-acetylcysteine, and that is upregulation of glutathione. And we'll start talking more about the whole antioxidant value here. We're talking with David Aiello. He is with BioAdvantex Pharma. Their website is BioAdvantex.com. Go check them out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with David Aiello from BioAdvantex Pharma. Their product, Pharmanac, was used in the research that was shown to have a profound effect on treating autism. And this is N-acetylcysteine. We've talked about N-acetylcysteine for years. Quite often when we talk about N-acetylcysteine on this show, David, it's to protect against hepatic stress when using oral anabolic steroids and or anything that can hurt the liver, even alcohol consumption, as you pointed out, acetaminophen. N-acetylcysteine seems to upregulate the production of glutathione. Is this the mechanism of action also that you guys focused on as an antioxidant?
It's a clue. I mean, whenever we see dysregulation of redox systems in people, you know, we're always wondering whether that's something that's tolerable or not. I mean, and when you're dealing with kids who are expressing, you know, difficulties, either cognitively, socially, behaviorally, then we thought that that was a really good clue that acetylcysteine would matter, because, as you know, your body has lots of glutamine and glycine in it, but you need cysteine in order to make glutathione. Glutathione is so immensely important to the body's antioxidant defenses. And it's not just in the case of, like, you bring up these 17 alpha-methylated steroids and so on that cause a lot of stress on the body, but there are all kinds of things that are just epigenetic in our systems, in our lives, and in that constitute who we are, that cause these bizarre methylations or oxidative stress as well. So it could be, we don't really know right now how NAC is working in kids with autism, but it could be through the normalization of the glutamate in the synapse, or it could be by some consequential effect of normalizing the redox balance in their body.
Yeah, and this is, I think this is where some of the magic is personally, because I think that these kids, there's a lot of evidence that, and I don't know whether it's the chicken or egg, but there is evidence that these kids have difficulty with digestion issues. And we know now through the emerging science of metabolomics, we know now that just because you eat something and it comes out, that doesn't mean it did everything it was supposed to do in the journey through your body. We do know now that undigested, unmetabolized components of macronutrients end up in the bloodstream as enemy agents, if you will, that cause the immune system to go awry. And we know that the liver has a profound ability to become very congested when overwhelmed. And this is one of the reasons I believe personally that you're seeing the benefits from N-acetylcysteine that you're seeing with these children, because I have a feeling that if you keep the liver functioning optimally and it is allowed to eradicate a lot of these metabolic waste products out of these children's systems, their bodies function better. This is, again, I have no accreditation and no letters after my name, but after doing a lot of research and looking at this whole issue about autism, it's at least for me, I see not something that is exclusively neurological. I see the brain being overwhelmed by other biological processes that are not running up to speed. And I think that this is one of the areas that N-acetylcysteine probably produces some of the greatest value. Tell me about this study. I'm sorry. Good.
No, I was going to say that the dose of acetylcysteine is really critical, too. You'll notice that in the trial, we tested 2,700 milligrams per day. That was 900 milligrams morning, noon, and night. And we found it to be very well tolerated, but we did it in a particular way. When we formulated the effervescent tablet, well, we made it effervescent so that kids, you know, the kids tested were between 3 and 12 years old.
Yeah.
So we couldn't be giving them horse pills, right? We couldn't ask them to swallow, you know, 10 capsules a day or anything like that. So we made it liquid. We made it drinkable. We made it tasty. We made it pure so that there was no degradation into that kind of hydrogen sulfide rotten egg smell. But importantly, we made it with no lactose in the product as an excipient. So because a lot of the times when people take medicines, they have upset stomachs from the excipient, not from mm-hmm. the actual medicine. Mm-hmm. So it turned out that when you gave it to them that way, there was almost no drop off. There was no drop off, and there was very, very little dose reduction among those kids.
Okay, now.
So high dose NAC is really that, and that's one of the issues. NAC has been something that has equivocating evidence over the years, and sometimes we think it's because people just didn't take enough.
Right. But now, isn't there a point of diminishing returns? I remember maybe 7-8 years ago reading research on N-acetylcysteine and finding that there was a point of diminishing returns that actually has maybe an opposite effect at ultra high doses, or am I not remembering?
No, that? there was a paper about that, and it was subsequently the people could not replicate the data, and I think practically nobody in the science community accepts that any longer, that there's some kind of reversal of the effect.
Okay.
What is true, what you're hinting to, is that your body needs as much as it needs, and it doesn't need any more. And if you give it any more, nothing else happens. In other words, a cysteine deficiency is easily taken up by the body, but cysteine overdose is not relevant.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, your body doesn't store it. It doesn't help you. So in our tests, we've been testing 2,700 to 3,600 milligrams of NAC a day.
Now, what about, and again, I understand we're talking about autism right now and these individuals,
right.
But in the average person, is that required as a dose, you think, to benefit from NAC supplementation?
Well, I mean, the average person has a significant amount of oxidative stress in them that they encounter from their environment and their food and from the stress in their life and, you know, all kinds of toxic junk that we just walk through, live through, breathe through, drink through, and eat through all day. We've generally tried to focus on, you know, where people can be helped with a specific condition. But we have not done a lot of research ourselves on, let's just say, longevity or anti-aging as a kind of general catch-all concept. We've been taking a look at how that manifests in specific conditions, like, for example, in lung health. So we know that people who have any kind of lung challenge, any kind of wheezing, asthma, emphysema,
COPD,
you know, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Right.
You know, we've seen, and we have a trial just starting right now in high-dose NAC against placebo in the University of Minnesota, recruiting people with COPD, so that we can really definitively answer. There were trials that, you know, tried it at 800 milligrams once a day, and some people got some benefit and some people didn't. So nobody the doctor doesn't know what to say.
Right.
Right? And the patient doesn't really know what to do. So we're trying it at two different doses against placebo, and I think we'll get the answer.
And this is because...
And that'll be soon, because that trial's doing this year.
Okay, and this is because of its mucolytic effect, right? That it can work with COPD.
Well, you know, maybe, but you know what? We're also testing a bunch of oxidative stress parameters, and we have a special team that has designed special tests for looking at oxidative stress parameters on lipids and carbohydrates so that we can know whether there is some other way because it's working. Because maybe it might not be because it's mucolytic. It might be that these oxidants that are roaming around in the body are turning on a cytokine, which is causing inflammation,
mm-hmm.
and that might be causing all of this, you know, distress that the person's having in the lung. So maybe if we turn off that inflammation, either in the bone marrow where the neutrophils are being made, or in the lung itself, or in plasma where all these things are going on and the liver is dealing with it, somewhere or other, we hope that we'll find out that what we're affecting and if it's helping or not.
Interestingly enough, I did an interview two or three months ago with the lead author of a paper that linked adiponectin to asthma and leptin to COPD. Have you seen that research?
No.
Leptin happens to be a cause an inflammatory response and precipitate COPD. And that's why you see a lot of obese people who suffer from COPD as well. So that's interesting. Uh-huh. It's going to be interesting to see what your research finds as well. Let me ask you a question before we go into this break. Give my audience a snapshot of the results that was shown in the study when these children were supplemented with the specific doses that you
right.
talked about.
So what we did was we gave the kids an irritability score questionnaire and the parents an irritability score questionnaire at the beginning of the study. And then we increased the dose gradually. So we gave them one 900 milligram tablet in water for the first month, and the second month we gave them two a day, and the third month we gave them three a day. In fact, now we know, because we had never tried it in young kids before, so now we know, because it was a pilot study, we were looking at all kinds of safety measures, that it was safe in that whole group. So anyway, we were just careful in how we dosed up. And then we did a behavioral, it's called the aberrant behavioral checklist. So we did that scoring at the end. And what we found is that the irritability score was cut by about half in the NAT group. Hmm. Now, this isn't as profound as what happens when a kid takes, say, an antipsychotic. But the antipsychotics, as you know, are somewhat controversial in terms of what
yes.
they will do to the child. And,
yes.
and you know, what we want to do is say, you know, it appears that Pharmanac can provide some benefit to kids with autism and have a very, very acceptable safety profile. And, you know, not turn the kid, you know, like not affect the rest of his personality. It just reduces his irritability. And irritability in this case, by the way, is not that the kid is in a bad mood. It's that the kid is harming himself.
Right.
He's acting aggressively towards other people. He's attacking other people. And unfortunately, this affects about 70% of children with autism.
Right. Right. And this is the portion of autism that families struggle with the most, because the child becomes uncontrollable, the going to public places becomes almost an impossibility, having people over to the house becomes an impossibility, sending the child off to social events like school functions and so on become, this is really the confounding
yeah.
factor of autism. I agree. And I
you
like
know, Carl, what,
I, good, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, what makes me so happy is that when I can think about how families can start to heal, how siblings are, they're not going to feel so alienated from their autistic sibling, how parents can focus on goals for the kid instead of focusing on, you know, aberrant behavior. I just get all warm inside, and I think, you know, this is a good reason to do this stuff.
Well, and also without the traditional side effects of some of the drugs that these kids experience. With, you know, they take drugs that end up precipitating diabetes, other mood disorders. You know, it's a shame, because quite often the pharmaceutical regimen, you know, you're trading something for something else.
The doctor needs another tool in the toolbox.
Yeah, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the possibility of symbiotic relationships between other antioxidants and N-acetylcysteine. We're talking today with David Aiello. The company is BioAdvantex Pharma, bioadvantex.com, ADVANTEX.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today, and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Neurobuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo. Yo.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A couple things I need to talk about real quick. I've gotten emails from many of the men in the audience waiting for the interview on the new peptide that is being researched that has a profound effect to regrow hair. We will be doing that show next week. We'll be talking about everything, where you can get it as a research chemical, dosing, applications, and so on. Also, the CD for the Superhuman University seminar, Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout, is now in the Superhuman Radio store. $19.95. Check it out. Also want to welcome a new sponsor to Superhuman Radio, Sean Phillips and his company, Full Strength. They have an MRP that you're going to love. It uses oatmeal flour as the carbohydrate source instead of some rogue corn product. So stay tuned for more about them. Right now we're talking with David Aiello from bioadvantex.com about their product Pharmanac, which was used in a research study to help children with autism, and it was very, very effective. David, do you think that, when we used to talk about N-acetylcysteine, we never talked about it without also mentioning Silmarin, which is found in milk thistle. They seem to have a push-pull effect on improving liver function and glutathione production. Do you see Pharmanac being used with any other antioxidants like that?
Yeah, let's take a look at the person who's looking for their liver health. I think it really makes a lot of sense to take Silmarin plus acetylcysteine. Let's say you're talking about an athlete who is, fatigued. He has muscle repair and tissue damage happening all the time. So we all know that vitamin C, selenium, vitamin E, that these have all been shown to be helpful to the body in dealing with tissue damage and repair. So as has been acetylcysteine. So I think it's all part of the repertoire. You know, you don't just put one food on your plate. You don't just put one antioxidant in your portfolio. You have, you know, many different cell types and a lot of different cellular reactions that, you know, a lot of scientists don't even understand yet. But when we have these good indications that C, selenium, E, and acetylcysteine can help people, then I think we should consider all of them.
Any side effects seen in the children that were taking the N-acetylcysteine?
No, none.
That's
we had two kids. We had two kids who had to reduce the dose from 3 to 2 per day, but everybody else was able to take all three a day.
And I would imagine.
So, I mean, and sometimes this dose reduction is just because the kid is, you know, funky. But
yeah, he didn't want to take the third dose every day or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Could it be that? Right.
Did the kids like the idea that it was fizzy and it had a nice berry flavor?
Yeah, they love that because kids hate taking pills, right?
Yeah.
And so we were very happy that we formulated it as a drink.
Yeah, very, very cool. Talk to me about you mentioned something and I thought, wait a minute, my N-acetylcysteine smells like rotten eggs. Talk to me about the processing and purification and standardization that you go through to produce your product that perhaps isn't the run-of-the-mill, over-the-counter approach.
Yeah. So I guess there's two issues there. One is that in the nutritional supplement or dietary supplement industry in general, there is somewhat of a problem in terms of quality control and pedigree of raw materials. So very often raw materials just may I take a couple of minutes to give
Please.
A little background
yes,
on that?
Yes, of course. Please take your time.
Okay. So raw materials very often go from a manufacturer through a broker who might sell them to another broker who might sell them to a distributor who then repackages them from 25-kilo bags into 10-kilo bags and whatever. These guys are very often they want to protect their supply chain. They don't want to tell you who they bought their lot from. So they'll create their own certificate of analysis, so-called, with their own dates, and they'll say, yeah, it's all fine. But they don't know, never mind you don't know, as a nutritional supplement manufacturer, they don't even know how old this thing was, what temperature it was stored at, whether it was exposed to moisture or not. Like, they just don't know.
Right.
So that is all the work. So that can affect the potency of the ingredient. You know, which is why we produce our product according to a pharmaceutical standard. What does that mean? That just means that you have to be, by law, truthful on your label that what's in it is actually there and it's potent. That's what the government requires drug companies to do. So we voluntarily impose that kind of a standard on ourselves. So, you know, how do we do that? We buy only from the direct manufacturer, so we get their original C of A, or certificate
right.
of analysis.
Right.
We assay our raw materials before we make anything, and then we manufacture and package in line. That means right after the machine that stamps out the pill is the machine that puts them in an individual package. So every pill is actually wrapped in a kind of plastic foil paper, multi-layered little container.
Right.
So, and those are then put in the box. So, we're sure that way that there is minimal exposure to oxygen, and we've had very, very good, stability, off of that. So there's a proprietary process for the, granulation and manufacturing, and then there's an inline process for packaging in special packaging. So this is the best way we know of so far in order to, preserve the quality and potency of acetylcysteine.
Okay, so what is the fact that my N-acetylcysteine, which I take 1,200 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine every day and have taken it for some time now,
right?
And sometimes the bottle doesn't have an odor,
smell?
But sometimes
yeah.
when I open it, it has that rotten egg smell. Just you know, it's not
yeah.
powerful, but it's you can if I put my nose to the bottle.
No, you can. You're right.
What does that mean?
Well, what that is, that's a degradation product, which means that the product is slightly degraded. Now, the thing to not be too alarmed about is you don't really know how degraded it is, because what you're smelling is hydrogen sulfide, H2S. And H2S is the same, that is what makes rotten eggs smell like rotten eggs.
Right.
And it's detectable by the human nose at about 6 parts per billion in air. Mm. So at extremely low concentrations, your nose can detect it. It's a gift God gave, is that he made our noses good to smell when an egg goes rotten.
Right.
But so that doesn't necessarily mean that you have inadequate potency of the NAC supplement that you're taking. But it is a bit of it's kind of like a canary in the mine, as you brought up that analogy earlier.
Right.
You know, you kind of just don't know a little bit.
So chances are that NAC has been exposed to conditions, whether they be moisture, whether they be extreme heat, or prolonged exposure to just air, that is now making it start to oxidize and change, right?
That's right. I mean, especially if it's a capsule. I mean, if it's a capsule, believe it or not, like at a molecular level, there is air inside that capsule. I mean, you can't really see it, but between those granules, it's not a vacuum. There's air between those granules. That's always acting. NAC is a funny raw material to handle because it auto-oxidizes. In other words, when it touches itself, it tends to dimerize and oxidize and degrade. So it gets funny real fast if it's not handled in a particular fashion.
So it sounds like it really and that's why you've gone to the extent of inline packaging to produce that tablet and then immediately seal it so that it's not exposed to the air, huh?
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's really, really interesting. Now, I would have never known that. And I've been taking an N-acetylcysteine for quite some time. Isn't N-acetylcysteine a conditionally available amino acid? Doesn't our body produce some amount of it from other things, or is that, does it all
come from diet? Yeah. You can convert methionine into cysteine, but people who are cysteine deficient are sometimes methionine deficient as well, and their body prefers to use methionine for other things. So really, the thing for think about the dose. We are giving quite a generous amount of acetylcysteine to people with for example, lung issues or athletes, high-performance athletes who are experiencing a lot of tissue damage and muscle repair. I mean, they're trying to damage their muscles because they're trying to grow, right?
Right.
So for those people, for people with compulsive behavior disorders, sex addiction, shopping addiction, alcohol addiction, these are the areas of addiction that we're dealing with.
Right.
They're all requiring by relative terms of past studies, very relatively large amounts of acetylcysteine. How much methionine do we think we can convert? I mean, so
right.
Theoretically, yes, you can convert this methionine molecule in a two-step pathway over to cysteine. But is that really going to give you the, you know, multi-gram doses of cysteine that you really need? Probably not.
Probably not. No, yeah.
So that's why direct supplementation with acetylcysteine is important.
Okay. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview. We're talking with David Aiello. The company is BioAdvantex, ADVANTEX.com. Check it out. Tell your friends if somebody is dealing with... I know we've talked a lot with Dr. Jared Scourin about natural approaches to dealing with autism through diet. You can have a profound effect through diet and supplementation on your child without turning to harmful pharmaceuticals. And PharmaNAC should definitely be one of those tools. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with David Aiello. His company, BioAdvantex, was involved in a research study that showed that N-acetylcysteine can have a beneficial effect on dealing with children with autism, especially as it relates to outbreaks and agitations. I going into the break, I thought to myself, I seem to remember that acetylcysteine plays a role in the methylation process as well, and I don't know if I'm correct about that or not. I'm just kind of going back in my mind, but if it does, I could see another pathway that it could help these children kind of detoxify, so to speak. Do you know if acetylcysteine plays a role in the methylation process?
It does, but I must say that it's a complicated chemistry, and I don't know if I could give you any profitable comments on it.
No, that's fine. But it definitely does. I seem to recall that it's one of the components that aids in methylation, and we've done shows on methylation, the importance of methylation, and keeping methylation pathways viable and open. And I believe that acetylcysteine is
no
important.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So what's the next step? Are you going to do more research on the autism spectrum now, or are you moving on to other things with this product?
No, we're putting together a larger trial, a phase 2 trial, or it could possibly be a phase 2-3 trial, because you know, we want to finished with this study, you know. So we're looking at recruiting 120 kids into a multi-center trial now, and we're going to expand our eligibility criteria so that we're going to include kids with autism spectrum disorder and not have such restrictive conditions, because the kids in this particular study had kind of a really hardcore autism.
Right.
We're going to do it multi-center, so we get a little more diversity in the physicians. So we hope that that's going to get done this year, and we'll have more data on it. And As I mentioned before, we're also looking at just where the glutathione antioxidant system and normalization of neurotransmitters and methylation pathways, how that can help people. We have a really open mind right now, and are very research oriented company. So we look forward to finding the answers, and I'd like to tell you about it too when we have.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. I want you to be back on the show. What is the onset of effect from the dosing? Did it take effect immediately in these children? Was there a period that kind of a burn-in period?
Yeah, we didn't measure that. So that's one of the questions that we would answer in the next phase of study. So we would start people off at the highest dose, at the 2,700 milligrams a day, and then we would look at time till dose response and just how did that irritability score change over the short run.
Yeah, like over days, in other words, so that we could see how fast this effect takes
place. Yeah, I mean, anecdotally, the experience is with many parents is that the effects are almost immediate, in other words, within the week.
Right.
But again, we don't have enough data to make a general statement about function that way.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask you, this is an atypical approach to an over-the-counter supplement model. Obviously, these types of studies cost millions of dollars to perform, and this is part of the blockade of entry, if you will, that most supplement companies are faced with when they want to try to do clinical trials with supplements. It's very unique. You're up in Canada, right?
Yeah, we run out of Toronto. Yeah.
Okay. Is Canada as difficult to deal with as the United States and the FDA when you want to do a clinical trial on an over-the-counter supplement?
Probably more difficult, actually. We've done almost all of our research actually over the years in the U.S. Because we find the academic community and the granting agencies to be much more open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
In comparison to Canada. So, the granting agencies like the NIH, own internal hospital funds or community, charities such as, parents with kids with Fanconi's anemia recently came
right
to us and said, we'd like to do a trial. They gave us the money for it, because they want a solution for their kids. So, we try to put together, some kind of community and government and research funds together with our efforts. Otherwise, you're right. To get this through the regulatory pipeline is just incredibly difficult.
I remember there was a company here in the United States that took a similar approach to acetyl-L-carnitine. I think it was. And when Dr. Sinatra came out with the Sinatra protocol, where he was actually getting people off of the waiting list for heart transplants by giving them a cocktail of D-ribose, acetyl-L-carnitine, I'm trying to think, CoQ10, and magnesium, and he repaired heart function in many of these people. And then right away, a company came out with a pharmaceutical grade, if you will, of acetyl-L-carnitine. I can't think of the name. I actually interviewed them maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But they too took this approach where they funded clinical trials and they became the go-to product. And a lot of physicians are reluctant to, suggest over-the-counter supplements to their patients because of the broad range of quality and quality control that is out there in the average health food store. And then when a company like yours goes to the extent of doing this and saying, here's what we used, then doctors go, okay, I feel a little more confident to recommend that someone use this. That's the case, isn't
yeah
it?
Yeah. So I think so. A research background as well as manufacturing integrity are both, critically important. And I think also, we want to get through that regulatory hurdle to be able to, prove the usefulness of the product to people with a condition so that they can have an argument to talk to their HMO or their insurance company about reimbursability, because that's really the other missing link is, doctors want to recommend products that are reimbursable to the majority of people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And patients want to take the same product that was used in the study. This was also seen, I think, at Cornell University when they did the 1,200 milligrams of CoQ10 actually halted the progression of damage to the substantia nigra in Parkinson's patients. Everyone wanted that CoQ10 formula. They didn't want to go to their grocery store or their supplement store and buy a CoQ10 product. They wanted that one. And because they want reproducibility, and they felt that there was a higher probability of reproducibility of effectiveness if you use the same exact product that was used in the research. You know, I think that the supplement industry overall has been a little short-sighted in this area, in not wanting to spend the dollars, on a proper and appropriate research, to validate the claims that they make. And obviously the claims that they make have to be kind of sleight of hand claims, because they can't say, hey, we actually funded research on this. This is what it did. And the FDA said we can say that.
So. Well, that's why shows like yours are really important, so that, you know, you can talk about these things openly and give people the education that they want.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, listen, I want to commend you for your work. I want to commend you on your supplements. There's a lot of good stuff there, folks. You need to go check out this website. It's BioAdvantex, BioAdvantex.com. They have a product for prostate health, and so on. And if you have someone in your family who is dealing with a child who has autism, even if they're taking, and I know you probably can't say this, but because there's drug interaction issues, but let's face it, this is an amino acid. Even if they're taking some of these other drugs that the doctors are prescribing, they probably can still supplement with N-acetyl cysteine, can't they?
Well, we haven't tested that. I don't really know the answer. We haven't done a combination study. So I think
you're reluctant to say anything, but I'm gonna put my foot in my mouth and say, look, it's N-acetylcysteine, folks. It's a naturally occurring amino acid. If there were issues with it, they would probably tell you to not feed your child certain foods that are high in N-acetylcysteine when taking some of these drugs. So with that,
I mean, we're
said,
not aware of any drug interaction that would happen.
Yeah, check it out. Go to BioAdvantex. Hey, David, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Carl, you have an awesome show.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you very much.
All right, so there you have it. Good information for those out there who are dealing with children with autism. Don't forget, today is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Friday, which means Casual Friday. We've got a great show planned for you tomorrow, so tune in then. And thank you, as always, for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?